And we ain't to be looked down our nose at anybody. We are not to accuse anybody of anything, but we are to do what Jesus said to do. We are to preach a gospel that we will not compromise and not back down from. And you got all these around. Don't speak in tongues. We have already proven that it works. All the evidence and all the proof and all the thing that we have seen happen the little while we've been doing it, then the devil gonna try to intimidate you and me. I ain't gonna have that. We ain't come. I'll say again, like I said on the prayer line, I didn't come to take side. We came to take over. And that's exactly what we're going to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Hallelujah. Satan has been paralyzed. He has been stripped of his authority. He has no right, no authority over you. He want to use fear, doubt, and all the stuff, the bully. But put the bully in his place. I said, put that bully in his place in your personal life. Don't put up with that poverty stuff. Don't talk that out of your mouth. Don't talk about your brother and sister in a negative way. Don't talk about them. If you can't lift them up, shut up. Shut up. Shut up. If you can't speak something to lift them up, just keep your mouth closed. Hallelujah. But when you know who you are, know who you're divinely connected to, know that you have authority, and it's not something that you are trying to experiment with, but you have a revelation in here. And you get it by spending time with the Lord in this word. Meditating in this word day and night. That's what he said in the book of Joshua. While you meditate, that I may observe to do according to all that are written therein. Hallelujah. So that's why we can boldly proclaim. Stop allowing things in your home, in your family. Work on it. Don't be guilty of it. Don't let guilt set in. Don't let the devil start telling you, you must have done something wrong. Well, let me close with this so you can go work on it. Amen. God knew we was babies in this. He knew what we were being born into. So he fixed everything. I said he fixed everything. He knew you were going to mess up. He knew you were going to get mad. He knew all that. He knew you were going to say something that you have no business saying. And he pulling for you. He didn't even condemn you. He just said, let me put it in here so when they obey, it'll be all right. And he said, I'm going to put 1 John 1:9 in there so when they mess up, all they got to do is come to me and say, Father, I was wrong. He said, I'm going to clean them up and fix them up and they're going to be like they never sinned before. No, the devil had you think you got to pinch and moan over 17 weeks. That's where I used to live. Think I had to moan over and moan over. No, the minute I confess it, it's gone. The minute I confess it, it's gone just like that. Forgotten. We got to get this, y'all. We can't preach the gospel and not sure of ourselves. We got to know what we're talking about. We got to understand, I know what I'm talking about. And I'm going to do it God's way. And I'm going to have what God said I should have and I'm going to accomplish what he told me to accomplish. I'm going to get people saved. I'm going to get family saved. I'm going to get people out of the world of darkness. They're coming out of it. They're coming out of it. They're coming out. Satan, you can't have them. You can't have them. They're not yours. You didn't create one person. You did not create one person. You perverted everything. And even the stuff you're operating on, you stole it. You're a thief. You stole the people's money. You stole their health. You stole their family. You stole their dignity. You stole everything. You're a thief. And we're not going to put up with that. We're not going to live like that. I'm healthy, I'm wealthy, I'm rich, I'm powerful, I'm God's son, I'm God's daughter. We're the children of God, we're the children of the Most High, we're the Redeemer of the Lord. We're the one that's been brought forth in this hour. We are the body of Christ in the earth, and we have something to say. So I tell you, Jesus is Lord. Nobody else. Nobody else. Jesus is Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I don't know. How far? I say it like this. The Holy Spirit know how to communicate these things to your spirit and get your mind renewed to them. Your down, condemned days, your down days, living in under condemnation, you can declare tonight without knowing all that you think you need to know. You can make a declaration tonight. This is it. I'll not go back on that curse. I'll not live like that anymore. It's over. And I promise you, Holy Spirit know how to get all it to you. And we'll help you. I don't care who you are. You're not so far out there that God can't reach you. You know why? Because you're precious to him. The price he paid for me, he paid it for you. The love he has for me, he had it for you. The love he has for Jesus, he'll have it for you. Don't let that devil tell you he's going to put something on you and you're not going to live the rest of your number of days on earth. He said, liar, liar, liar. Your pants are on fire. Because I will live and declare the works of God. I will live and declare the works of God. I will live and tell the truth. I will live and I walk in love. I will live and share the good news from heaven. I'll do it. I'm telling you, I'm making my declaration. I'm not going to crawl around like a scared rabbit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I know, glory to God, I didn't mean to, but that's all right. Thank you, Jesus.